Manager Maroney's waiting on 90.
Ella? Take him, will you? Hello?
Hello, Mr. President?
Yeah.
This is Mike Maroney.
Yeah, Mike.
My office said you were calling me about this securities exchange recommendation.
Only two things worry me about that boy is his divorce and his alcoholism.
Yeah.
I want to do something for you and something for Oklahoma, and I'd like to have some young Phi Beta Kappa Rhodes Scholar, top flight fellow that would represent our section of the country on some of these things where it could show that Oklahoma wasn't a goddamn suburb, and I don't think they've treated Oklahoma and Texas, some of them, right, but I can't do anything about Texas, but I can Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to press this on you at all. Like, we were passing on more or less a recommendation from the state people where he'd apparently done a very good job and attracted the attention of the national group.
Our people like him. Do you think I'm safe, though? Suppose I got him in there and we had another Mac.
I don't want anything like that, and I would sure not press it. As far as I know, his father was head of the Oklahoma Gas and Electric Company, a damn great family here, and city builder. And
we might just take him and just say, now, we want a resignation from you in advance, and the first drink of whiskey you take.
Yeah.
I don't guess you can do anything about a guy getting a divorce, can you?
You know, I don't think so. Don't know.
I mean, there's nothing wrong in that. That happens to a lot of us.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know about the alcoholism at all.
He hadn't had a drink in 10 years. What's your judgment? Why don't you feel around on it a little and let me know when you get back here?
Okay.
You be damn sure you milk some mileage out of it.
Well,
if not, I think that little boy of yours that used to work for you, what's his name?
Tom Benny. Yeah.
I think he's a very highly qualified boy for some place. Does he have enough connection in Oklahoma to make a difference, or has he ever been there?
Oh, yeah. He's been there. Everybody loves him fine. And he's a great guy if you get away from Clark Clifford. I mean, he's taking money now up there.
Oh, is he working for Clark Clifford?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, he's gone then.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, Clark took him away from him.
Every time you find somebody's got some brains, Clark Clifford winds up.
That's why everybody says Clark Clifford's got brains.
Well, let's think of some real, let's find some young star.
Fine, well, I'll keep looking if we have.
How old is this fella?
This fella probably be in these 50s, early 50s, I'd say. He's a very nice guy, not a particular friend of nobody. I'm pressing hard to get you to take on the side.
Well, Carl Albert thinks he's all right, and I want to do something for you and Carl, and more than that, I want to do something for Oklahoma.
If you want to really do something for Oklahoma, if you can get Bud Wilkinson some kind of a job that'll keep him out of this Senate race as a Republican, it would be the best thing in the world for us.
Well, you reckon he'd go on the SEC? He wouldn't know anything about it.
I don't think he knows very much. Not very qualified on that, but he is damn interested in foreign affairs and he's quite a competent guy. But he's just sick of coaching, I think. I think Darrell Royal had made him a little sicker this year, you see.
But what do you think I'll do? Just to find out who's close to him here and offer an ambassadorship?
Well, I wouldn't offer an ambassadorship. I don't think he can afford the thing. But
well, what can you offer him then?
Oh, Lord. I don't know, something in as in the State Department, maybe.
I'll try to do it. All right.
I don't know. Well, did he ever get to talk to you?
No.
Trying, I think, to see you. But
I'll talk to him and see.
Fine.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mr. President.
Bye. How are we doing in Oklahoma, Mike? He's gone.